Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Good morning. All right. I know we're just about done, which is good. And we've just been inching through this morning, getting through it the best we can out of Monday. Effing Monday. All right. Well, here's what'll cheer you up. It's time for your morning dump party.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump party brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I know I got to play both parts today because Hunter's not here, so I got to do all the voice stuff or whatever. Anyway, well, look, if you're looking to get back to traveling and you want to do it quickly, well, check it out. The supersonic travel is back. That's right. United is bringing back these jets, 15 Overture jets, which will seat 75 people and travel at 1.7 times the speed of sound. Just screaming through the air. Look, this doesn't do it for me. Planes are already fast enough, okay? Look, I get it. We can travel from San Francisco to Tokyo faster, New York to London in a snap of a finger, but do we need to? All right, it's already terrifying enough. We're already doing what it doesn't seem possible with physics, okay? Planes shouldn't fly the way they are, all right? With all the people and the weight and those little it doesn't make sense. And now we're going to amp the speed up. We're going to kick that thing into supersonic. I just keep the planes going. Honestly, planes can slow down a little bit. That gives me more time to drink on the plane, to be fair. But now we're cutting that down. We're just whipping through the air. It's already scary enough, the fact that we're doing it. So I don't know if supersonic travel is for me. Maybe it is for you. And we do have to wait. It'll be 2029 when they're rolling these out, so we still got a little bit of time. But anyway, just screaming through the air. Slow down. Lastly, we talked about this before, but, you know, the government is supposed to release information on aliens. They're supposed to say, hey, aliens are real, aliens are not real, we don't know. But end of June, we're supposed to know what's going on with the green guys in the sky. Well, Oreo is getting in on the action. That's right. They did a survey, a poll on what cookie combo they think aliens would like best, and the double stuffed dunked in whole milk was the winner. Unless, what if aliens are lactose intolerant? They're going to be pissed, man. They're like, well, we can't eat this. This is garbage. Now we're going to take over your planet. You know my feelings on Oreos. I'm not the biggest fan. Look, I'll eat them. Not saying like they're gross, but there's way better cookies and other desserts out there. Why not lead off with like a Butterfinger? Why not lead off with a Nutter Butter or a Star Crunch? Is Oreo the cookie that we want to lead off with aliens? I don't think so. Okay. Don't give me the double stuff. That's a good start. That's better than just giving them a regular Oreo. But I don't think actually having an Oreo as our leadoff cookie for aliens is going to do us any good. Let's give them some Starburst. Give them some Sour Patch Kids. There's better options. Oreo. Come on now. Yeah, the alien there eats it. And then he's got cookie all over his teeth. He takes a photo and then he gets mad at us because we didn't tell him about Oreos in his teeth. Not going to be good. So stupid. Now I'm imagining a little green alien all mad because he has Oreos in his teeth. And he looks over. He's like, really, guys? You let me do that whole press conference with Oreos in my teeth? I look ridiculous, man. They're going to laugh at us. And then he pulls out his space laser and kills us all. All right. So what do we got? We got screaming through the air and we got alien Oreos. Good enough. That is your morning dump part two. We'll be back. Bro.